Sanna for the Kama Perfez, Mr. Gimel. Hakelev Hagdi Shakovtu Mirosh Hagag, the Shibru Ezakalim, Mishalim Nezakshalim, Mipnei Shehen Mu'adim. Somebody who allowed his dog or goat to get up to the top of a roof, and the dog or goat jumped off the top of the roof into somebody's reshus and broke kalim on its way down, the owner would have to pay nezek shalom, and they are considered mu'adim, as it is frequent for a dog or a goat to jump off a low roof, and therefore the owner should not have allowed the dog or goat to get up to the top of the roof, so the owner has to pay nezek shalom, and this is considered the damages of rega. Hakelev shenato harara v'halach ligadish. Somebody who allowed his dog to go into somebody's reshus, and the dog took a cookie that was baking on coals, and the cookie still had a hot call on it, and the dog went with that cookie to a gutish, to a place where grain was stacked. Acho hacharara v'hidlik hagutish. The dog ate the cookie, and while he was eating the cookie, a hot call fell onto the stack of grain and ignited the grain. Ala harara mishalim nezek shalim v'ala gutish mishalim chati nezek. The owner of the dog would have to pay for the cookie nezek shalim, and this is considered shame, and for the goddess, the owner would have to pay chati nezek, and this is considered tzroros, as we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. Any time a behemoth damages with something other than its own goof, halacha lemosh meisinai tells us that the owner pays chati nezek. So in this case, when he ignited the goddess, he didn't damage the goddess with the goof of the behemoth itself. It was damaged by fire, so therefore the owner of the behemoth pays chati nezek. Mesachet Bava Kama Perek Beis Mishnah Dalek. Ezehu tam ve'ezehu mur. When is a behemoth considered a tam, and when is a behemoth considered a mur? As we mentioned earlier, that there are certain damages that are considered a tam, such as biting or goring, but if a behemoth does that a number of times, it could become a mur and would have to pay nezek shalem. Mu'ad kol she'eidu bo shlosha yamim. A behemoth becomes a mu'ad when the owner was warned on three separate days. That is, the behemoth gored on three separate days, and after each time, Besdin warned the owner of the behemoth to watch the shore and make sure it doesn't damage. After it is gored three different days, the owner has to pay nezek shalom if it gores again. V'tam mishayachtavo shlosha yamim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the behemoth will revert back to being a tam and pay only chati nezek if it reverts back three separate days, it sees other behemoth and does not gore it, the behemoth then becomes a tam again, and if it gores after that, it would pay only chati nezek. Rabbi Meir Omer Muad Sheheidu Bo Shalosh Pomet. Rabbi Meir said the behemoth becomes a muad when the owner of the behemoth was warned on three separate occasions. It doesn't have to be on three separate days. If the behemoth gores on the same day three times, and after each time, Bezin warned the owner to watch the shore, after it gored three times, it becomes a muad. V'tam kol sheyehua tinoikos memach meshimbo ve'eino nogeach. The behemoth will revert back to being a tam and therefore pay only chati nezek if children play with this behemoth and does not gore. That is a raya that the behemoth has reverted back to its original behavior, and if the behemoth will gore again after that, the owner would pay only chati nezek.